Biltmore Oswald, The Diary of a Hapless Recruit by Thorin Smith.
May 9th.
I am just after having been killed in a sham battle, and so consequently I feel rather ghastly today. I don't know whether I was a red or a blue, because I did a deal of fighting on both sides, but always with the same result. I was killed instantly and completely. People got sick of putting me out of my misery after a while, and I was allowed to wander around at large in a state of great mystification and excitement, shooting my blank bullets into the face of nature in an aimless sort of manner whenever the battle began to pall on me. Most of the time I passed pleasantly on the soft, fresh flank of a hill, where for a while I slept until a cow breathed heavily in my face and reminded me that it was war after all. My instructions were to keep away from the guns, and get killed as soon as possible. As these instructions were not difficult to follow, I carried them out to the letter. I stayed away from the guns, and I permitted myself to be killed several times in order to make sure it would take. After that, I became a sort of composite camp follower, deserter, and straggler. In my wandering, I chanced upon an ancient enemy of many past encounters. "Are you red or blue?" I asked, preparing to die for the fifth time. "No," he answered sarcastically. "I'm what you might call elephant ear gray." "Are you the guy the reporter for the camp paper was referring to in his last story?" I asked him. "Yes," he replied, "the slandering blackguard." "You hit me on the nose with a pushball," said I. "I'll do it again," said he. "That reporter, evidently a man of some observation, said you didn't wash your neck and that you had the habits of a camel." "But I do wash my neck," he said stubbornly, "and I don't know anything about the habits of a camel, but whatever they might happen to be, I haven't got 'em." "Yes," I replied as if to myself, "you certainly should wash your neck. That's the very least you could do." "But I tell you," he cried desperately, "I keep telling you that I do wash my neck. Why do you go on talking about it as if I didn't? I tell you now, once and for all, that I do wash my neck, and that ends it. Don't talk anymore, I want to think." We sat in silence for a space. Then I remarked casually, almost inaudibly, "And you certainly shouldn't have the habits of a camel." The depraved creature stirred uneasily. "I ain't got 'em," he said. "Good," I cried heartily. "We understand each other perfectly. In the future, you will try to wash your neck and cease from having the habits of a camel. No compromise is necessary. I know you will keep your word." "Go away quickly," he gasped, searching around for a stone to hurl at me, discarding several because of their small size. "Go away to somewhere else. I'm telling you now, go away, or else a special detail will find your lifeless body here in the bushes sometime tomorrow." "I've already been thoroughly killed several times today," I said, putting a tree between us. "But don't forget about the camel, and for heaven's sake, do try to keep your neck." A stone hit the tree with a resounding crack, and I increased the distance. "Damn the torpedoes!" I shouted back as I disappeared into the pleasant security of the sun-warmed woods.